prepare the space here. Prepare the tongue so that the tongue is not in the back of your throat, so that it's all the way out of the way. So you've got to really open. And on the start of the sound, here, put your hand. Remember, on the start of the sound, ki, 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 ki. Ki. Don't let it collapse in. Ki. Big difference, yes?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good, good, good.
Long Island University music professor Barbara Fusco giving a voice lesson to a student at the Midsummer Music Dream School. It's the sixth year in a row musicians from New York and other parts of the United States have made their way to the Eastern Townships to teach, learn, and play. The festival takes place in several small towns and villages near the township's border with the Beauce. The Quebec AM's Alison Brunette went to Courcelles and Lambton to get a taste of the festival. As she explains, the seven-day event all started years ago with one guitar concert.
The Maison Granite is an amphitheater built into a large rock cut just outside the village of St. Sebastian. About a dozen music students have gathered here to give a noon opera concert. Most are from Binghamton University in New York, and they have come with their voice professor, Thomas Goodhart.
Every morning we have classes, lessons, coaching, master class in the afternoon, and the community comes and joins us in our classes, which is very participatory. The interaction with the community has been tremendous, and I really think that's what the festival is about, the whole spirit of the festival.
Valérie Bélanger is also performing. She's a local opera singer from the nearby village of Lambton. Bélanger has studied at the Quebec Conservatory of Music and recently completed a master's degree in voice.
I've been part of the festival since the first edition. I really hope it grows more and more and people from the area come every year more, and hopefully we can, well, of course I'm a singer, so I really wish that the opera part of the festival will grow and that maybe in the coming years we can do scenes and excerpts of operas.
The festival's director is Harris Becker, a classical guitar professor at the University of Long Island. He and his partner, Laura Lessard, are both giving classical guitar lessons this week, and they take some time out to perform a duet together. Becker has been vacationing in Lambton for 30 years. He says one day he and another guitarist just decided to put on a show at one of the local venues.
And after that concert, there was talk for a few years about starting some sort of little music festival. And then in 2006, we did it for the first time.
Becker says the festival originally featured only guitar, but he says it has diversified over the years. And he says there is a good response from the locals.
In this region, it doesn't seem to be... There seems to be a real thirst for classical music and live performances in these great venues, and it's wonderful to see the people. We have had people tell us how they're hungry, and they come and they feel like they're being fed, you know, and it's really a wonderful feeling from the local people of the warmth of the community. And that for musicians, it's a great experience.
Nina Krebs is one of the festival's biggest fans. She isn't a local. Nina and her husband, Dave, have traveled from California to be here, and they've come every year since it started.
I love that it's in this rural place. It's so beautiful. The concerts are in different locations that are gorgeous, churches and other buildings.
Krebs and her husband are staying with Karen Davis. She owns an old farmhouse just outside Lambton, and Davis is hosting many of the organizers of the festival in her 150-year-old house.
One of the things that has been really important to me, besides culture coming to me, community building in terms of different villages around here, and the way in which people have started working with each other in preparation for this, and then the people who are singing in the chorus. But that to me has been very important in making more connections with the local people, and it's growing.
And Davis says she has told her guests they can practice their music anytime, day or night. For CBC Radio in the Eastern Townships, I'm Alison Brunette.
Thanks very much for that, Allison. If you want to take part in a Midsummer Music Dream or you wish to attend one of the concerts, you can go to midsummermusicquebec.com. And so that's Midsummer Musi, like M-U-S-I, Quebec.com. So they're using the same letters there. So midsummermusicquebec.com. And that festival runs until Sunday, August 7th.